Let's touch base with Melbourne Storm. They are going gangbusters, top two on the table, along with the Penrith Panthers at the moment, but going beautifully. Had a big win over the Cowboys on the weekend. 15th win of the season it was. It was a demolition after a bit of a scare early doors. Jason Riles is an assistant with the Melbourne Storm under Craig Bellamy. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Jace.
Good morning, boys.
Great to have you on the program. It's going well, isn't it? I mean, 15 wins in the season already in a shortened season. It's working out to be a pretty good result from your boys up there in the Sunshine Coast. They've made that home.
Yeah, no, it's certainly been a home away from home at the moment, considering everything that's going on down in Victoria and in Melbourne. So, you know, the players have done a great job so far, and we're getting to the pointy end of the season now, so starting to prepare for that as well.
What's been most pleasing from your perspective? Is it the emergence of some players, or is it the chemistry of the team, considering the unusual circumstances that everyone's going through? What's stood out for you?
Oh, I think it's a bit of everything. I think, you know, not only the chemistry of the players and also the guys just, you know, overcoming and adapting to whatever's been put in front of them, whether it's been, you know, the location of where we're at or the adversity on the field that they've faced or, you know, things like that, moving their families up here as well. So, you know, there's been a lot of things we've had to overcome this year. So it's, you know, it's been a great effort by all the players and their families.
You've obviously been involved for a little while now with the Storm. It's building nicely towards the back end of a season and a finals campaign around the corner. Is it as good as we've been for the last couple of years as a team, building up towards a finals campaign?
Yeah, it's probably hard to compare years because every year you get a new squad and you get players move on. But I think the emergency, you know, young players like Tino Sua Malawi, I get the pronunciation right, but you know, young guys like that have come into the team and just adapted to, you know, playing first grade week in and week out. It's a tough thing to do, and they've made it look easy. So I don't know if it's as good as we've ever looked, but it's certainly we haven't been, you know, too far off, you know, this coming into the final series the last 5 years that I've been here. So, you know, we're just looking to prepare as well as we can each week with, you know, one eye on the next couple of weeks, which we want to prepare for and be at our best for them as well.
We've talked a lot to AFL clubs about the hub, and I think everyone's obsessed with asking questions about the hub. But for you guys, you know, you've been away a long time now. Has it given you a chance to perhaps put a little bit more development into some of those younger stars that are coming through, having more time with them? Because they seem to have developed really, really quickly.
Yeah, I guess it's probably the biggest thing that we did, and, you know, Frank Benicio and Craig also spent a fair bit of time, in particular Frank, spent a fair bit of time on researching what other teams have done in the past and when they've been put in these situations, and obviously not with the COVID, but just in the camp life and that sort of thing. So we learned a lot of lessons before we actually got in here. And one of the things we did learn was that just to keep it as normal as possible to our normal routine. So we haven't put any extra meetings in there. We haven't put any, you know, add-ons to our program. We've basically just gone as is and then just basically moved it up here and sort of made this home. So that was one of the things that we were really conscious of. The other thing is, I think, of course, we're in and around the boys all the time. We get to spend, like, a lot of time with them. You get that connection with them. So that's probably been the biggest thing as well. So it's probably worked in our favour in a lot of ways.
I saw a young man on the weekend in the Cowboys game who I must admit I hadn't seen much of, and I don't know how many games he's played. Jace, you might be able to help me out. But Nicho Hynes looked like a pretty likely type. What's his background? Where's his come from?
Yeah, so Nicho's been part of our program for 2 years now, and probably, you know, almost 2.5 years, and he came through the Sunny Coast Falcons, and you know, he got an opportunity, and he was probably a fringe player at best when he came down, but he certainly worked really hard, and he's put himself in the frame to be a backup to Ryan Pappenhausen at the minute, and also basically anywhere in our back line at the moment. So he's a quality player, and put a lot of work in to get where he is, and you know, he's sort of seen the benefits of that now.
Yeah, I think he's got some talent, that boy. You mentioned Pappenhausen there. Well, is he back this week?
Nah, perhaps we're not sure what Pats is going to do this week. We'll have to give him a fitness test tomorrow, but he's been named, and we're expecting him to play. But he's just got a minor Achilles complaint that we just want to make sure we manage leading into the finals.
Okay, well, let's get him right. You want to have him right for the finals.
Yeah.
The guy of his calibre. And the Tigers this weekend, I mean, they're sitting just outside the eight at the moment. They're a long way from being a bad team, but they're sort of middle of the road. What's their strengths, and what do we have to nullify from them this week?
One of our guys, Harry Grant, who's there at the moment, he's certainly going very well for him in a hooker. So he's on loan from us, and he's certainly doing a great job with him. But one of the things that stands out with the Tigers are they compete really hard. It probably doesn't do them justice in regards to where they sit on the table and, in regards to their defence and how well they compete. So, something that we're going to have to make sure we complete our sets, make sure we get in that arm wrestle with them early and make sure we're in the game sort of come back in so that we can give ourselves an opportunity. But, yeah, certainly a really competitive team and they got some really, talented outside backs which, can hurt you at any time.
All right, well, that's the challenge this weekend. Saturday night, 5:30, check your local guides. The Melbourne Storm taking on the West Tigers at Melbourne's home away from home, Sunshine Coast Stadium, up there on the sunny coast. Jace, great to have you on the program, mate. Really appreciate it. Send our best to the boys. Look forward to seeing how you go on the weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Good stuff. Jason Riles, Melbourne Storm assistant.